shows, new hosts, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
It's 7 o'clock.
Top stories this morning. Federal government promises end to banditry in Nigeria by December. ADC leadership crisis gets messier. FCTA demolishes garden over 7 p.m. close time. Deadly tremor rocks China City on lockdown. Stay tuned for the detail.
Stay updated with all the current news. From policies to politics, economies, local and foreign news. We keep you updated on all the happenings. Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. And now, this is the news.
A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us for the news. Remember, your future is now. Get your PVC. Participate in the electoral process. Now the news in detail. The federal government says it will end all forms of banditry in the country by December this year. Minister of Interior Rauf Aregbesola disclosed this on Monday during a joint press conference on security in Abuja. Aregbesola said the current efforts of the military in collaboration with other security agencies had led to several bandits abandoning their base of operation. The minister added that in the coming weeks, such efforts will be redoubled, all aimed at achieving the desired results.
What we face mostly now are flashes of cowardly attacks from the rump of groups that have been routed in one location or the other, moving to another to give the false impression that they are still strong. And I want us to mind this, and that is actually the essence of the scattered nature of their strikes. Our ultimate goal is to eliminate them altogether and restore total and lasting peace over every inch of the Nigerian soil. And that, and take this home, we are going to do, inshallah, by December of this year. Sounding tall, we take it home. We are determined to ensure that every inch of the Nigerian soil is safe.
For his part, the Minister of Police Affairs, Megari Dunyadi, said the police had increased surveillance on various highways in the country, such as the one between Abuja and Kaduna, and that there had been a drastic reduction of criminal activities on the roads.
Daily situation reports coming in from states within the period under review, that is to say about 2 months ago, has shown relative peace on many of our highways, such as Abuja, Kaduna, Kaduna, Birnin Gwari, Sokoto, Zamfara, Zamfara, Kaduna, and many other similar highways that were hitherto inflicted with armed robbery, banditry, and kidnapping.
The death toll from this weekend's building collapse in Oniru, part of Lagos, has risen to 6. The permanent secretary of the Lagos State Emergency Management Agency, Dr. Olufemi Okeos Anitolu, disclosed this on Monday afternoon. He said 2 bodies were recovered on Sunday, while 3 others were recovered on Monday morning. He added that another body was discovered on Monday afternoon, bringing the total number to 6. Dr. Okeos Anitolu said rescue efforts are still ongoing. In party politics, the African Democratic Congress, ADC, on Monday inaugurated a caretaker committee by the National Executive Committee of the party. The chairman of the Forum of State Chairmen of the party, Kingsley Oga, who performed the ceremony in Abuja, said the inauguration was necessitated by the expiration of the tenure of the former chairman of the party, Ralph Nwosu. He urged the committee to direct the activities of the party ahead of the 2023 general elections. Oga said the members of the committee were selected from different parts of the country to ensure geographical spread. The chairman of the Forum of State Chairmen named some members of the committee to include Senator Patricia Akwasiki, Chairperson Kenneth Odion, Secretary Angela Johnson, member. And speaking, Senator Akwasiki promised to work to ensure smooth running of the party. Meanwhile, ADC's National Director of Communications and Programs, Barrister Ifenda Olubinde, says the party would not be distracted by the antics of its adversaries to abort its ongoing effort to sweep various elective seats in the 2023 polls. In a statement reacting to the inauguration of the caretaker committee to run the affairs of the party, Olegbende argued that the Akwasheki-led caretaker was constituted in breach of law. According to her, to see mayor state chairman camouflaging as chairman for NEC and secretary suggests shared aspiration and grasping at straws. She stressed that for now the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, recognized the National Executive Council and National Working Committee of the Great Party under the leadership of Ralph Nwosu. The Nigerian Civil Society Situation Room has called on the Independent National Electoral Commission to display the voters' register in line with the provisions of the newly signed Electoral Act. The group, in a statement on Monday, said the Electoral Act enshrines that INEC should display the voters' register at every registration area on its official website for public scrutiny for a period of 7 days. The group, however, noted that INEC had failed to meet up with the requirement of the law as the register was only displayed at its local government office in August. It therefore urged the electoral umpire to display the register in line with the provisions of the law as it was a vital aspect of the election process that promotes credibility of voters and allows citizens raise objections where necessary. And just before we go on a break, the FCT administration on Monday demolished Spotlight Garden Events and Recreation located in Wuye District over the violation of the recently imposed 7 p.m. park's closing time. The coordinator of the Abuja Metropolitan Management Council, Umar Shuaibu, who led the demolition, said there was no going back on the enforcement of 7 p.m. closing time of parks in Abuja. Shuaibu also noted that a lottie and operator of the garden would be prosecuted for the violations of the regulations, which led to the death of an innocent citizen. According to him, the activities of the garden had attracted armed hoodlums who shot and killed a security officer in cold blood. The situation, he lamented, could have been avoided if they had complied with the regulation. The time is 8 minutes after 7. Thank you for staying with us. The news returns shortly with business, foreign, entertainment, and sports.
Stay updated with all the current news. From policies to politics, economies, local and foreign news, we keep you updated on all the happenings. Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. And now the business news.
Business news.
Thank you for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info. In business, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, says its upward adjustment of 0.1 million barrels per day to the overall oil production level is only intended for September 2022. OPEC made this known at its report on the 32nd OPEC and non-OPEC ministerial meeting held via video conference on Monday. Recall that the 19th and 29th OPEC and non-OPEC ministerial meetings approved upward adjustment of overall production for August 2022 by 0.648 MBD, according to the meeting. The required production level of August and October 2022 for OPEC and non-OPEC participating countries remains the same. Required production level for Nigeria was 1,830 MBD in September, while 1,826 MBD was required in October and August. The meeting decried adverse impact of volatility and the decline in liquidity on the current oil market, and the need to support the market's stability and its efficient functioning.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
At least 65 people have been killed after a 6.6 magnitude earthquake hit southwestern China. The quake struck on Monday at 1 or 1300 local time in Sichuan province at a depth of 10 kilometers. Reports says the impact severed telecommunication lines and triggered mountain landslides that caused serious damage. Some 21 million people in Sichuan's capital, Chengdu, were last week ordered to stay at home because of COVID rules. The China Earthquake Network Center says the epicenter of the quake was at Luding, a town in a remote mountain region located about 226 kilometers southwest of Chengdu. State broadcaster CCTV says 17 people died in the city of Nian, while 29 deaths were reported in neighboring prefecture of Gansu. CCTV on Monday night also stressed that another 16 people were missing and 50 were injured. Tremors shook buildings in Chengdu and the neighboring megacity of Chongqing, leaving roads blocked and cutting communication lines in areas home to more than 10,000 residents.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
Pop star Adele is one step closer to EGOT status after winning an Emmy for her TV concert special, Adele One Night Only. The term refers to stars who have won the Grand Slam of US awards, an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, covering TV, music, film, and theater, respectively. Adele's Emmy adds to her 15 Grammys and Oscar for the Bond theme, Skyfall. The 34-year-old posed with her latest statue in a pair of Instagram photos, adding a laughing emoji to her message.
And now, updates on the sports news.
UEFA President Alexander Seferin has declared that European football must remain open to all clubs amid ongoing speculation concerning a breakaway Super League. Majority of the Super Club's founding members withdrew in the face of public and political pressure following a much-criticized launch last April. However, he likes the likes of Real Madrid, FC Barcelona and Juventus remain committed to the project. Florentino Perez, who was to be named Super League chairman, has continued to call for Europe's elite clubs to secede from UEFA, insisting in June the breakaway competition was still alive. More recently, Real Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos backed the stance of the Blancos president by claiming that the Super League should have been in operation for a long time. But Seferin, speaking at the FPF Football Talks Portugal 2022, emphasized his confidence in the Continental Games' existing structure. And now to end the news. Federal government promises to end banditry in Nigeria by December 2022. ADC leadership crisis gets messier. FCTA demolishes garden over 7 p.m. closing time, and on the foreign scene, deadly tremor rocks China City on lockdown. That's the news as edited by Abayomi Akimbola. Follow us for more news on our social media handles. Visit our website. Or if you have eyewitness information, send it to 090-885-1885. Thank you for listening once again. I am Dorcas Atinuke Gbija. It's back to the Morning Crossfire with Femi D. Good morning.
With information comes power.
We give you more power with information. 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
They wash in a car. Now me with the cook, no. drive your keke. My balosa. Now me where they run around. Now me they do the job. My balosa.
I do a political show. Well, it has to be because of one of my favorite political quotes, the Gessner philosophy.
Gessner philosophy.
And it says, the right leaders feel a sense of urgency in good times and bad, whether facing threat or opportunity. No matter what, they are obsessed, afflicted with a creative compulsion and inner drive for progress burning hot coals in the stomach that remains constant, whether facing threat or opportunity. This is what I also believe, that there's a sense of urgency that needs to be done with every right leader. And that is why I do the show. This, I believe, I am Femi D. Amele.
Talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's a very tightly packed show today, meaning there's a lot to really cover, both the politics and the commercials and the likes of that. So we're going to do the best we can to cover as much as we can. Let me, for a moment, go back to the phone lines. Wike accuses Atiku Okowa, IU, of sharing positions ahead of 2023. It's part of the headlines that are getting reactions for today as well. There's talks about Opposo Dima and his comment about the Southeast, saying it's not their turn or time, that there has to be peace in Nigeria. There's also talks about our Chinese firm, has stopped working because of the high rate of kidnapping in the area where they're doing construction at the moment. There's a Kanu's detention. Buhari enjoying insecurity in Southeast, says Igbo leaders. All right, I'm just going to go back to the phone lines to take on your calls this very morning because of the time factor that we have going for us today. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, family. My name is Terry.
Terry or Jerry now? Jerry, right?
Jerry.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Family, you see the crisis in PDP is not caused by Wiki. IU, a chairman, and Atiku know what they're doing. And you cannot beat a child and then ask the child not to cry.
Okay.
Wiki is crying. And they should listen to Wiki. Wiki has been one man standing in PDP for a very long time. At least, you talk to this man, let him know, and tell him, yeah, I went to romance this man and tell him that this is what we want, this is how we forward, this is how we go with this party forward. You don't just sit somewhere at one corner and then claim that Wiki is the cause of the problem in the PDP.
Your radio is so it's getting really loud, so it's I'm missing out on what you're saying, please.
Yes. The party should fix the house before 2023 elections.
Okay, great.
It's getting too late, because the way that we're going about the whole stuff, it's getting late. Like, Wike will look for another camp, and then, you know, PDP will be divided in Port Harcourt. The truth is, let them talk to Wike in a way you will understand.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks for your contribution. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Femidi.
Good morning. How are you today?
We thank God.
Yes.
This is Comrade Sam from FCTA.
All right, Comrade Sam.
Reverend Kuka says, problem of Nigeria is irresponsible leaders. I totally agree with him. The looting of Abacha, there will be more discoveries of looting of also this present administration, just like that of Abacha looting.
Mm.
Yes, I've been crying foul because Abacha looting is because it's dead. These present ones, past leaders, if you investigate them, you see that they have the same thing with Abacha. Let me tell you, a Kibo report 1991 showed that IPB looted $21 billion of foreign war, of Gulf War. And nobody's talking about it because it's alive.
Can I ask for a moment, was that published into public space, the IPB looting you're talking about? Was that published?
Yes, Okibo report is here. Mm.
Okay, and it was published accordingly. I'm not saying there was no report. I'm just saying, was it published for public use?
It was published. Government know how they work on their things, but we are only listening. We can't do anything.
Mm.
We're only listening and reading. So
okay.
It was published.
All right.
My
brother, I have to rush you now because of the commercials, please. Yes, I have to rush you off because of the commercials, please. I ask of you.
Okay, please.
Yes.
Who will wait the Nigeria return to peace? Who will bring the peace? Is Igbo's not part of Nigeria?
Mm.
Will the peace come from heaven? Mm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Grateful to you for your call. All right, let's go on that break right now. There's so much going on, APC, PDP, ADC, Labour Party, everybody having their own build-up of drama ahead of the 2023 elections. Stay close. This is Morning Crossfire with Femdi Live.
We understand these are difficult times, and we all want to provide the very best future for our children. AIO Prep Academy is an excellent academic alternative for JSS3 and senior secondary students that desire to do their university studies in the United States. For more information, contact Nena or Yemi at Roberts and Roberts Consulting, Nigeria's official AIO Prep affiliate, at 0810-560-8079 or 0902-930-1466, and that's 0810-560-8079 or 0902-930-1466.
The politics of our nation.
They have that right to protest. You know, there is no need to go there and now start shooting.
The current affairs of our state.
Everywhere we have gone to, the dirt of Abuja is not on the surface.
All at your fingertips on your Let's Talk station.
95.1. Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
Live. All right, right, welcome back to the show this very morning, 7:30. What can we squeeze in the next few minutes? Oh, yes, quite a number of things. Let me start off by quickly sharing with you what the Minister of Information said with regards to insecurity. Nigeria is facing the greatest security threat since the Civil War. Here's what the Minister of Information said about that.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Background of terrorism, banditry, and kidnapping in the northeast, northwest, and north central. Separatist violence and crude oil theft in the southeast and south south, as well as cultism, armed robbery, and Sunday crimes in the southwest. Today, we are here to tell you that while we may not be there yet, our military and other security agencies have succeeded and are succeeding in substantially restoring security across the nation. As far as the daunting security challenges we face are concerned, we can tell you that the worst is over. And never again will terrorists and bandits and their cohorts hold sway in our country. As I said at a summit organized by the Nigerian Institute of Public Relations in Abuja on August 23, 2022, President Muhammadu Buhari's directive to the military to crush those terrorizing our citizens is working. Hence, peace and security are gradually being restored to the country. Let me quote Mr. President himself on his directive to the military.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Judging by the available reports to me and news that have begun emerging in the last few days, I will say they have heard this instruction and are responding appropriately. In the past couple of days, you must have heard about the number of terrorists neutralized by the military and number of hostages freed. These efforts will not stop or reduce. We must take the fight to the terrorists and demonstrate that there's no hiding place for them within the borders of our country. Each one of them will be hunted and pursued and spoken to in the language that they understand. End of quote. These are great words of assurance coming directly from the President and Commander in Chief himself. The security challenges we have faced as a government have been daunting, from terrorism to banditry, to kidnapping, to separatist violence, to crude oil theft, to armed robbery, and sundry crimes. It's undoubtedly the greatest challenge to the peace and security of our great country since the Civil War of 1967 to 1970. It is the kind of challenge that would have overwhelmed many nations. But thanks to the purposeful leadership of President Muhammadu Buhari, we can say, I want to repeat, that the worst is over and peace and security are gradually returning to the land.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Minister of Information there, Lai Mohammed, explained the state of security and of course the assertion around that at this time. Okay, also speaking during that briefing, they had quite a number of ministers in the room, including the Minister of Defense, Bashir Magashi. Interior Minister was also there, Rauf Arigbeshola as well, Police Affairs Minister present. Another part of that briefing that becomes very important to listen to is this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Terrorism by itself
has far less value than the publicity that it generates. It is on this basis that this brief will cover ongoing military efforts across the six geopolitical zones of the country, as well as Nigerian participation in peace operation in the Republic of Guinea-Bissau. Let's begin with Northeast. The counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operation against Boko Haram and Islamic State of West African provinces in the Northeast, now known as Operation Hardenkai, has undergone series of reorganization, restructuring, and resourcing to make it more potent. The strengths of operational successes recorded by the armed forces of Nigeria in the Northeast have set to continue from January through August 2022. The escalation of the troops of Operation Hardenkai of recent, by well-meaning individuals as well as reputable internal and international bodies, attest to the far-reaching military achievements recorded in the Northeast. Critical military objectives of total defeat of the terrorists in the Northeast is already being achieved.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, well, that makes up a part of that moment from that briefing over the weekend. But also, still on the sideline of this, the PDP crisis takes a new turn. I will flog cross the small boys since we can take a listen to this. We have got a few minutes to push in as much as we can.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Politics is not to go on pages of newspaper. What it is not to go and buy television spots and talk. What it is who will deliver at the appropriate time. That is what is key. If you like, I just do from here till tomorrow night. Fa fa fa. What is important is when the time comes, we will know. When the jungle matures, we will know. We will know those who can stand crisis. We will know those who will face crisis. We will know those who have capacity to say, this is where our state will
go. This is Morning Crossfire.
There you go. Yes, the wicked governor of River State making his ground clear enough as the man Django in his claim matures on the other side. He's been very clear about what he wants. And what he wants, I presume, at this point in time, is agreement. Let me say it in his words along the lines of that. Okay. Now, here's another deal making the rounds. It's the process by Senator Adeyemi. He did more category, did he? Well, listen to this very quickly.
This is Morning Crossfire.
That some prominent Nigerians have said what they have said about some presidential candidates from other parties is worthy of note. For instance, our elder statesman, former head of state, former president, Olusegun Obasanjo, has said so much about his former vice president, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, who else is in the position to assess Atiku Abubakar than the man he worked with. I will not go further on that. I have absolutely no comment on that. I haven't heard what President Obasanjo have said about his former vice president. Don't also forget that under the PDP, our collective wealth as a people was sold out under the disguise of privatization. We were told by the PDP that when they privatize, it will improve the economy, there will be more employment. Today, the foundation of unemployment in Nigeria emanated from privatization of companies and facilities owned by Nigeria, by the government and people of Nigeria. They were sold to the hands of some opportunists. They were sold, our collective wealth was sold to some people. Today, the consequences of those things are the high level of unemployment we are experiencing today. We were told that when they onboard NEPA, we will be getting 24 hours power supply. Well, we will ask you whether you have been able to get 3 hours or 4 hours of power supply. All these things came as a result of the aftermath of privatization by the PDP government when they were in office. It is safe to say that the rest is history. It will be an extra infertility to go back to the Pandora box. But history always reminds us to be prepared for the future.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Oh, there you go. Many words being said. I know, we have scattered ground, like we were saying, pigeon, yeah? Many things to respond on. But we'll do much of that in the 8 o'clock hour as I speak to my guests and also, of course, bring you in as well to assess the situation around national politics. The times are different. The times are tough. The times are here. The times really need the electorate to be the judge of their own matter. Now, when the time for the polls are here, eventually, we'll see what you decide as things start to build up around such a significant time like we are in the country. Stay with us right here on Nigeria Info. I've got the team from A Plus Trainers standing by to join us in the studio.
Stay on track with Nigeria Info.
And PFN disowned bishops.
Talking about Mourinho and AS Roma. Follow the Mala joint forces with Mourinho.
And then so the aviation workers also want to join the strike.
More access to all the top stories and more.
Let's go.
This is a sponsored program.
A very good morning to you this very morning. Abiye, yes, is joining us. Mr. Abiye, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning, Nigeria.
Good morning. A Plus Trainers. Okay, let's talk about them. They're a training and business consulting company. Their mission is to build the productive capacity of public and private sector organizations and businesses through well-designed programs and services Tell us more about the program and what the training you do will help achieve.
All right, thank you for having us again. So we are a training company, and we are more focused on building the productivity and capacity both of professionals in the public and private sector. So we're here today to introduce our 8th cohort of the public speaking and technical presentation masterclass, which we have coming up on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of this month. So we'd like to go deeper into the conversation.
All right, let's listen to you. Okay, so what is that about? You have a training venue, you have a date, you have a time, you have faculty members. Tell us about why is public speaking and technical presentation important?
All right, thank you. That's a great question. Now, it's important that, you know, it never gets old to have a first impression. Now, whether or not you have to be at a physical event or you even have to do it virtually, how you communicate to those who have to listen to you, to your stakeholders, do you have a business or product or service, how do you communicate to them? And then also, how do you even use your presentation aids, which we call the technical presentation? Take, for instance, you're a CEO, you're a business consultant, you're a project lead, you're a founder of a startup, and what would your first slide say? And how do you catch the attention of those who are listening to you? So all of this is what we are doing with our technical presentation and public speaking masterclass, which would hold on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of September, 2022.
Okay, 15th, 16th, 17th of September. That sounds like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's it.
Aha, I'm going to leave, so I actually remember the day of the week now very well in my head. Okay, so that will be 15, 16, 17. Where is that? And how do people contact you to be part of this? What if I'm interested more in the public speaking and I'm wondering if I ever do a technical presentation? How do you help people who are imbalanced in between these two, who may even be good with technical side and not good with the public speaking side?
It's like the left and right foot, so you can't really do one and not do with the other. So they go hand in hand. You are going to, if you're using PowerPoint, whatever presentation, now you have to do presentation with visual aids. So visual aids, some people can just listen to you, but then you need more than that, you know, in passing your message. It could just be a picture, it could be a phrase, it could be one thing or the other, it could be a quote. Now, they work, it's the left and right foot, it's a left and right hand, so you may not be able to do with one. I mean, whilst you can use one, imagine if you can use both at the same time. So that is what we are driving.
Okay, interesting. So what is the offer to listeners? How do they know start of their journey to be part of this?
Now, I would like to say pre-register. It's about 9-10 days to the program. So whilst we call our number, you can type our numbers down and then just send us a hi or you're interested, and we will send you a follow-up chat to that response. However, we also have an offer. So, I mean, this is so highly, highly, highly discounted. So you get value for your coming with us. So it's 20% discount. It's 60,000 naira program, but if you're a single person, we do a 20% discount, which you get to pay at 48,000 naira. And then if you have a group of three, we bring down to 25% at 45,000 naira. So we'd like to see more organizations, more, well, what a public, whatever sector it is, and you think it's high time, because it is high time, because you'll be definitely called if you're a CEO to make a presentation. I mean, we had a school teacher, and she needed to make a school owner. She needed to make a presentation, and what we did with her was to put together her program, even help her discover her own voice through mentorship before she was even ready for the program. And then she came back with feedback that, wow, it was amazing. We also had a police officer who is also going up in the ranks. And these are females, so they are really wanting to get this done. And we definitely encourage them. And we don't just leave you out of training, but we have a 3-month mentorship that you can always write to us, or I have this coming, or check out my slides with me, or what do you think about this, or let's have a segment before my time. That's all we give you, and it's just so that we can be better, because your competition is right at your doorstep.
Mm.
It's on a Zoom call. You know, these guys are coming in and they're gonna have a Zoom call, and if you're not able to, you know, deliver and be able to say what you have to say and make your presentations clear, then you lose money, and nobody wants to do that.
Before I ask my next question, do you mind calling out the telephone number again?
Oh, sure. So the number is 0803-0803-611-9100. 0803-611-9179. I'll take it again. 0803-611-9179. A-plus trainers, that's A-plus trainers on social media. Spell it out right. It's our handle, and our website is www.aplustrainers.com.
Okay, so the telephone number, can we do the slow motion version of it? You don't mind?
Oh, sure.
That's 0803-611-9179. I'm guessing this number works on WhatsApp as well, for people who want to send you WhatsApp messages or call on WhatsApp or leave messages on WhatsApp.
Oh, certainly, that does it too.
All right, great. Now, you mentioned, because somebody would say, why on earth will I even have any reason to be in PowerPoint? But in the era of Zoom, video conferencing, and the likes of that, there's the dramatic around whether you're using the PowerPoint or you're using a Jamboard. I know for the fact that I mentioned Jamboard, you already know I know what I'm saying. Or you're using any of those tools. Do you extend into other presentation tools that people could as well use? Not essentially just maybe you have a technical presentation, but you're there and you have to talk. Where do you look at the screen? How do you frame yourself on a video or a digital presentation? Does your Coursework or Masterclass cover this as well?
Very certainly, and this is again where our mentorship really comes in, because we need to really work with you to understand your communication style and how to be great at it that fits your target audience. So we have different target audience, so what is working for a particular demography, so we need to know that. Our coaching is really where you put all of this to practice, because in a three-day program, which is going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., now we give you information, now go back to work with them and then reach out to us in the next 90 days, throughout the 90 days, it's going to be every day in the 90 days, and then we'll begin to mentor and coach you as to how to do that even better and well.
Okay, the telephone number and the days again.
Oh, 0803-611-9179.
Okay, and the days?
Oh, it's on the 15th, 16th, 17th of September 2022.
Okay.
And yeah, so
that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. People remember day of the week more. They tend to remember. You yes. Say Wednesday, Thursday. That's next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the A-plus trainers. Before we do round that, do you have something you want to leave with the listeners before you go about the A-plus trainers?
Oh, yeah. So certainly we do trainings, and in this capacity, in these areas, training for capacity development, that's you, the individual, and business coaching and advisory. Before you get into a business, what would you have to know? I mean, we've been on this for decades. And then we talk about feasibility study. Before you even put out an idea, how would you put together a business plan, which is so important right now? And communication coaching. So it could be physical, if you're doing a virtual, we get into that as well. And then needs assessment. Now, different organizations have different needs. So how do you then begin to put these pieces together? Or here's what we should look at, and here's the strategy behind what we're looking at. So that and so much more is what we do with A-plus trainers.
Okay, for those who want to find out more about A-plus trainers, a training and business consulting company, I'm going to ask Mr. Bia to call out the telephone number one more time as we round up the conversation.
Again, the number is 0803-611-9179. 0803-611-9179. APLUSTRAINERS.com. You can find more information about us.
All right. Many thanks to you. Thanks for your time with us this very morning.
Thank you for giving me an audience.
All the best.
This is a disclaimer. Please note, Nigeria Info is not a party to all transactions entered into with any of our various commercial clients. Terms and conditions apply to service options provided by this client.